Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
Nobody heard me just go, oh yeah,
oh yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm the Kool-Aid man when the intro starts.
Busting through that wall, giving you some of that red goodness.
Steve, did you look at my neck?
Do you have a hickey? Oh, you do have a hickey. No, you have a, what happened to you?
So I had that that cyst that keeps growing back. Noticed it. Yeah. So it was just funny. Monday I went in. So I went to the regular doctor, and then this was the general surgery. And it's like, come in for a general exam. I was like, all right. And the guy, like, you know, blood pressure, this or that. And he, like, listens to my chest, and he goes, all right, you want to wait around for, like, 40 minutes? We'll just take it out today. And I was like,
yes.
Yeah. All right.
Dude, that happened to me. I was going to one dermatologist because I get, like, what they call, like, they're not cysts, but they're, like, it's another word for a cyst, basically. Right. It's, like, something that just kind of, like, swims in your arm. It's, like, a polymer or something. I don't know, man. Someone's probably on the other end of this podcast and their headphones just, like, rolling their eyes. And I always Google it, and I always forget what it is. Lipoma.
Lipoma.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wait, I've heard you say that.
Bro, like, if you put your hands all over my body, and I encourage you to do so, it's like reading Braille. It's like all these bumps everywhere. But when they get to the point where I can see them, like, you can see there's one right there on my arm that's kind of starting to pop up. But, like, I've had ones, like, removed, like, and I have all these scars all over. Like, they get them removed when they get too big, but they're all fine. Like, they always come back fine. But I was going to one place, and then they're pulling the old, like, well, we haven't seen you in a while, so we need you to come in first, and then we'll set up an appointment. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. You just want my money, like, to come multiple times. So I go to, and I'll give them a shout-out because they're awesome. Puyallup Dermatology, had a great experience there. I was like, you know, I don't want to wait until, and it was like, they had me booked out forever. So I went there, met the doctor, couldn't be a nice guy, big sports fan, so we're talking Seahawks, we're talking Kraken, we're talking everything. And he goes, well, I got some time, I'll just take him out now. And I'm like, really? It was so great. And it's like, just banged them all out. Then when I got one of the stitchings out, I was like, hey, I got this weird, like, warty thing on my foot. He's like, you want me to take it out? I'm like, yeah. It's so great. Mind you, please, man, needles in the bottom of your feet is the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be that guy. The only needle worse for my pain was when I split my head open.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Right? It's a little, when your head's open, that's a little.
That just gave me the heebie-jeebies. Like the, you know, when your butt clenches and stuff, just thinking about that.
Right. Well, then when they put the staples in, it was so numb. It was just like, boom.
Yeah.
Ba-boom. Yeah, that was funny because he was like, do you have any scars on your body? I was like, there should be one on the cyst. And then I go, just look up at my head. He goes, oh, yeah.
Oh. I mean, if you're wearing a hat and you just take the hat off, go, you mean this one?
I do, right? I feel bad saying nurse because I don't think they're technically a nurse. There's some. Are they like the assistant or
helpers?
Technician? There's a better word. Right. Either way.
Lipomas.
Like, we're waiting.
They're lipomas.
We're waiting there. And she's like, I can get you a rope. And I'm already, like, taking off my shirt. She goes, or you can just take off. I was like, yeah, let's get it done. The only thing that sucks is I was like, technically it's a surgery. And I'm kind of kidding. But I was like, man, I didn't get a day off. And all I got was Advil.
Right? I do love pulling the, whenever someone's like, hey, can you do this or that? I'm like, no, sorry, I got to go to the doctor. I have a surgery today.
Yes.
And then they're like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, nothing. I'm just getting a cysty thing removed, as I would say. Well, I'm glad you're okay. You survived.
I did. Yeah. Well, it's funny. The bandage just came off today in the shower. And I was like, oh, Steve will be able to see it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do.
Right. Well, the only weird thing is, like, I didn't realize how much I cracked my neck. Until you have that bandage on there and you go to, like, tug. And it's like, oh, probably don't do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because of the stitches.
Yeah.
Are they the dissolving stitches or the kind of...
There's both.
Yeah.
But he said they should come out. Because he was like, I'll cut out a hunk of skin. Because he's like, this is the third time. I was like, yeah. He's like, gosh. All right, it should not come back this time.
It's over.
Right? I'm like, please. Because he's like, oh, yeah, you can see the last incision.
That's so crazy. It's like the same spot.
The same exact... And this is the third time in probably 10 years it's happened.
So why does he think this time it's going to work?
Because he thinks he dug deeper and got it all.
Okay.
It's like, right? That's why he was like, I'm cutting away like a chunk of skin to make sure this doesn't happen.
Oh, man. I don't know why, but that just gives me like the weirdest like sensation. Just like...
Well, the weirdest thing is like, elite, like you're just face down and you feel like blood and pus running down.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, I got to numb you up again. And then he's like, get the hot gun. And it's like... like sizzling. And I'm like, he is burning my skin, yes. And I can't even feel it.
It's like when you get a tooth removed, your mouth is numb as all hell, but you do feel like the pliers and them pulling the tooth out and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think I told you last time I got a tooth pulled, like, oh, you gotta hit me with that nitrous stock. And he's like, you shouldn't feel anything. The nerve is gone. Yep, just asking for nitrous, aren't I?
Can you put some base nectar on too while you're at it? Dude, speaking of, that's the nitrous, but base nectar. They once did Summer Meltdown. I mean, hey, speaking of nitrous.
Right.
Do you see that they're, I mean, I saw their post, like they're hoping. What's your feeling?
Not confident.
Yeah, me neither. I think it's cool that they have hope. I mean, yeah. Right now I think it's so nice to have, even if it's a tiny, tiny hole, but I do see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel.
I do too.
Yeah.
I just think it's more going to be in the fall. Yeah. And then also, like, I don't know, like, you have the fest, like, there's a ton of people like me that have tickets and everything. Then you're going to, how do you decide who gets in and who doesn't?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing because you're not going to be able to have a full sold out event.
Right. Now, look, if I can get in, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Dude, me too. I would, if it's happening, I'm down.
Yeah.
Plus, we have our late night tent playing Casper Baby Pants where you dress up as a black sheep. And as a bird,
God,
and as
it's
a
so
bear.
Me and my buddy Dolans, we already came up with the Halloween costume.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So I don't know if anybody at my Halloween party will get it. They don't listen to country. But I'm drinking ice cold beer, Steve, because it could solve anything. And I'm going to be Luke Combs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not big Luke Combs guy.
He has a song about beer that I like.
And so you just want to dress up as him so you can drink the beer the whole time?
Right. And just say, like, nothing, everything's solved with the ice cold beer. That's my problem. There's two country songs I like now. That one and the one about whiskey glasses.
And then there's always the Blake Shelton one where he sings about drinking ice cold beer. The boys around here.
Oh, see, there's probably more.
Oh, dude, I think every country artist needs that. I think it's a prerequisite. Like in Canada, you're supposed to play at least X amount of Canadian artists. In
All right.
Country music, you have to have at least one song on your record singing about drinking ice cold beer.
Yeah, whereas like in rock, I feel like every third song has to involve some whiskey.
And then the other third, a crazy girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe
crazy
a stripper.
Ex. Yeah. You just think they go hand in hand. I mean, dude, I saw our girl. I'm all over the place, but you know.
I want to see this transition.
Speaking of strippers, our girl Red the Stripper, who we've had on the
Megan.
Oh, all
right. Right, a stripper who's right. I was like.
I saw her post a thing on her Instagram saying of her at Kittens. Kittens. She typically wasn't a Kittens girl. I know she used to work at the VU, but maybe is Kittens legal?
In some capacity it is, because a listener.
How?
I don't know, but a listener emailed us and then she was like, me and my husband go all the time. And I was like, for real? I thought they were all closed. And she was like, come on down, we'll buy you a drink. And I was like, at the doghouse? Like, I've been there. Trust me, I know it.
Doghouse is a great establishment. Go Huskies. I saw some article where it was talking about like strip clubs opening up in some other, it might have been Portland, I don't know where, but they interviewed a guy who goes, yeah, I feel like they're taking all the safe precautions that possible. And then they wrote in the article, also that guy at some point had like his mouth on the woman's shoulders or something like that. It's like, yeah, dude, I don't know, man. Hey, I'm all for strippers getting back to work, but I got to imagine this is a tough economy right now for them. Like, do you do lap dances?
I mean, if you're both wearing a mask.
I know. I see like different dancers in Portland. I follow on Instagram, and they're posting.
I follow
like,
Boober Eats.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that the Diablo or I can't remember what place that's.
Yeah, I can't either.
But there's one of the dancers at one of those places. Like here, looking hot. Make sure to mask up. Man, I'll be so happy when we're done with this damn pandemic.
I think everybody will be.
Yeah, I got a little bit excited when I saw like Lumen Field. They've already set up everything for doing like mass vaccinations.
Oh, no kidding.
If you had to
choose. Mom just got the one shot vaccination at the Ravens Stadium.
See, I was going to ask, like, how do we, because, you know, it's going to come a point where we're going to get them. And like, do we get to pick which vaccination we get? Or is it just about the hand that you're dealt?
That's what happened with my mom. She went up there. She thought she was going to get two. And she got there. The military person was like, we're doing the Johnson & Johnson one shot. So I was like, nice.
That's the one I would want to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to do prolong this PS.
No.
Shoot me up, bitch.
And also, like, if we can only do things at small percentages, fine. But I'm tired of getting that damn test, Steve.
Dude, I got it. I found one that I actually do, like the one at the Walgreens in Puyallup.
All right.
They do, you do it yourself, but it's like, it's not, they don't tell you to just shove it up there until it's uncomfortable. You just have to swab it around a few times. And it's like, put it up high, but not like to the point where like you just ate like a chunk of wasabi.
Yeah.
And they actually get the results pretty quick. Cause I was doing Rite Aid in Kent. And dude, I waited forever. I kept waiting to the point where I ended up getting the test at Walgreens as well. Cause I'm like, I can't keep waiting. I got to double up. And eventually they gave me back the results. And they said the results weren't conclusive. Jeez. And I'm like, what the does that mean? And I have no, I think what happened was when I did that test, I was a little cocky and confident. And I accidentally opened up the vial that you put it in before I put it in there and let it sit.
All right.
So I wonder if like I too much air got in there. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't even know what a lipoma
is. So I've taken the nasal one through the city a bunch.
Right.
And then the last couple I've gotten is just like this kiosk down in front of the convention center that's like a mouth one.
A mouth one?
Yeah. And you just rub it around in your mouth and then like
I didn't even know that.
Put it back in the tube, close it, put the top on.
Huh.
Yeah.
How quick do they usually get you the results on those?
So that's the problem. That one seems to take long. Here's what I've noticed the most. All right. If you need a result quickly for, say, a holiday or travel or work.
Or work,
yeah. It's going to take the full 72 hours.
Yeah.
Now, the last one I got was just an insurance one for work. Same place. It was like less than 24 hours. And this has happened to me twice. And I'm like, right. So if you really want a quick result, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I was like, we did it here, everyone at work, and we're on our group chat. And be like, everyone's like, hey, I tested negative. And I'm like sitting there like twiddling my thumbs like, when the hell am I going to get my results? So that's when I finally went to the Walgreens one. I got them like, you know, within like 48 hours. But the other one still never showed up. And I'm like, this is bullcrap. Of course.
Yeah, I feel like the one through the city's quicker just because they got to keep the like statistics and everything.
Yeah.
And then the other problem is, too, I think they're quicker if you've had like a, like if you had it and you were at my house. Like I feel, but like when you go in there and it's like somebody I know somebody that got it, they're like, yeah, we'll get you the results in time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, put that guy at the bottom of the pile.
Right.
That's like the home gym at our house. It's like, yeah, we got to get it done eventually, but it's really last on the list of things we're doing in our new house. That treadmill is going to be alone in that room by itself for a very long time. Plus, we want to get now synthetic grass.
And are you really?
Yeah. So if anyone knows anyone on the South End that's really good with synthetic grass installation and landscaping stuff too, we want to get like a retaining wall put in our backyard.
All right.
We just realized neither one of us have a green thumb. We don't really give a crap about having a nice lawn, but all we right. don't want to be those neighbors that don't have a nice looking lawn, but I don't want to put any work into it. So it's like if we could afford it after our tax return comes back, let's just put it towards getting some synthetic grass. It's going to look nice. That way Tatum can play on it. It's just... Dude, I've tried mowing the lawn a few times. I'm like, I just hate this. I just despise this. That's part of why my old house, we didn't have a lawn. So my wife's like, I kind of would rather have a synthetic grass. I'm like, that's the language I'm speaking because I don't want to keep figuring this out.
Yeah, I'm not a big chores guy.
Right.
But like, for whatever reason, mowing the lawn never bugged me that much.
Yeah, it bugs me.
Well, you know what I'm going to say?
What's that?
Get yourself one of those ice cold beers. Mow that lawn.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
I need a riding lawnmower, baby.
Well, part of the TED Talk was going to be get it done. They give you the option to rip that out of your body. You rip it out.
Good for you.
Yeah, it just other stuff, too. And trust me, every TED Talk comes with a lot of TED Talk to himself, too. Like, there's some stuff that I was just like, yeah, schedule the appointment, get it done, right? And obviously, like, it wasn't painful or anything, but you're just like, right, let's just get it done.
Yeah, yeah. That band. Dude, I have a few things I need to get done. I need to go get a vision test, just not because my vision's bad, but they say the older you get, it's smart to get that done. I got to really figure out a bunch of other stuff. Like, we got to get our financial stuff situated for Tatum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, basically start saving money for college, because I'm sure college won't be cheap by the time she's 18.
No. You can send her to University of Mars.
I can do that online University of Maryland, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. University College.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. What's it? University of Maryland, University College.
Does that count as being a TERP?
Goddamn right it does.
All right. I want her to grow up to be a TERP.
Yeah.
Damn straight. And that way she can never leave the house. I've already said she's never moving out.
You know what else just dawned on me as you said that? Could she be a TERP? I'm like, man, that ratty hoodie I wear to the gym every day. I think those were the two hoodies we wore. And that had to be, what, 2000?
Dude, that was before Sid.
Eight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was forever ago when we went to that bowl game, and I bought those hoodies for us.
Yeah.
And mine, I finally got rid of it when I made the move, because I was using that every morning when I go take Lulu out to go potty. I would put that hoodie on. That was like the, I go outside, but after a while, it was just...
So I do the same thing.
That's, and it was like, too big.
That's like the walk to the gym hoodie or whatever, or like if I'm going to take a walk, it like you're going to sweat. But like, right, I never wear that thing out. It's just like a hoodie.
Yeah. Speaking of the gym, I just discovered something that's awesome.
What's that?
And it's been the, you know, you always hear people talk about it. I'm like, but I'm not a big caffeine guy, like a little cup of coffee here and there, but I don't drink bangs. So when I work out, I've never thought to do the pre-workout.
All right.
I'm just kind of, I was like, in my own head, I made it myself an anti-pre-workout. I'm like, I don't need it. I could motivate myself.
I've never drank that stuff either.
But, you know, when you go after work and you're up from 2:30 in the morning and I get there around, like, you know, if I go like 11 o'clock, let's just say I leave work right away. By the time I get there, I'm just dead ass tired. I don't want to do crap. I don't want to work out. You know, and I'm struggling, and I found myself, there's nothing motivating me. So finally, I'm like, you know what? Let me just pull the trigger and get, like, I think it's the C4 brand. I'm sure there's other brands out there, but I was like, okay, I've heard good things about this one. Had like 3/4 of a scoop. I didn't want to go 2 balls out, so I didn't. And I didn't have any jitters, but man, I attacked that workout. And I felt great for the rest of the day. Who knew? Pre-workout actually does work.
Yeah, I always see the memes about it. But I it's funny. I try to get up in the morning and go.
Mm-hmm.
And like, cardio's great in the morning. But like, this morning, like, man, I was dragging ass in there. I was also like, probably should have eaten a few more carbs before we came in here.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't do anything right. I got to be better about all that kind of stuff. Like when I'm eating before I go work out, the pre-workout helped. But I read all the reviews. My favorite review was, this stuff sucks. I took so much of it. I had like whatever amount of scoops. And then not only did I feel tingling in my arms, but I felt tingling in my groin. I'm like, how about maybe taking less scoops?
Yeah, right?
If your groin is tingling from your pre-workout, either A, maybe it's not the pre-workout, it's something you did the night before, or maybe you should take less scoops of the pre-workout.
It is funny, though. Like, Super Gym Guy, like, man, they got pre-stuff, post-stuff. And I mean, it works. I'm not talking crap on it. It's just...
Right, yeah. They got the BCAAs, they got the creatines, they got the pre-workouts, they got 3 different jugs that they're working, and they're shaking. And now the latest trend, and I know I got to take a quick break because this is going to be a shorter episode, sorry. Is I'm seeing a lot of people rocking beanies at the gym. I don't know if that's... We talked about it on the air, and someone said it's to keep the sweat out of their heads. I'm like, first, I was like, okay, that's a reasonable reason. But then I saw a guy again, and I'm like, no, I think he's just doing it just so he thinks he looks cool.
Yeah, like above the ears?
Sometimes over the ears.
Yeah, and for me, I don't... There's something about, like, in the middle of a workout, like, sitting on the bench after you just lifted and wiping your head down. Like, I'm like... We're working out.
I feel like I've done more.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big sweater when I do weights. I'm a sweater when I do cardio.
I sweat all the time. I walk into that gym, Steve, I start sweating.
All right, well, I want to take a quick
break. It's funny because it's true.
That's so odd. You are a sweater.
I know.
Like, when you get in my car starts fogging up. Yeah, I have to put the defogger on, not because of any other reason other than Ted's in the car.
Ted's in the car.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the wide world of sports.
Yes.
I'm imagining there'll be more Russell talk. I don't know.
Well, we got some big stuff happening.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk about that. Also, I have a question about a TV show that has something to do with sports that I want to ask you.
Nice.
All right, we'll be back.
Oh, thank goodness. These two idiots finally stopped talking. The Megacast will unfortunately be back.
Everyone's involved in a bracket. Well, now you can participate in the bracket to end all brackets. The bracket bracket. A bracket to bracket brackets. For welders, contractors, do-it-yourselfers. That brackets the architectural elements for fixing one part to another. Broken down into categories. Structural or decorative. So which is better? Which is sturdier? Steel, iron, wood, stone, plaster, metal? Which will be the big winner? L-shaped, horizontal, vertical, wall-mounted? Maybe adjustable shelving with the big upset. It's not really gambling. It's just good fun. And it holds up. Bracket Joke. The Bracket Bracket. Enter today at bracket.bracket/bracket/bracket.com.
Are we really gonna let these two talk again? The Megacast is back.
Bracket season just around the corner. What, 4 days away?
Well, we have conference tournaments first.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard the commercial. I was like, all right, it's bracket season.
It is bracket season.
Fill out your brackets.
Yeah. Feel to be set Sunday.
Sorry.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
Damn straight it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, I want to say for the record, Smith Family Popcorn was the first place I know using that slogan.
Who's using it now?
I don't even want to say.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it another popcorn company?
No.
Is it Cobb?
No. No, but it's another radio show. I heard it on it for a coffee product. And I was like,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah. And it's like I'm like, are they listening to ours? But it's like a national show. So I'm like,
Is there a divide with the Smith family and the Cobb popcorn crew? They understand that you have to kind of be Switzerland in this situation. I mean, it's like a guy that's like a brother to you and then your actual family.
Right. But it's not popcorn, Steve.
Oh, okay.
It's a coffee company.
I was just wondering. Creating beef. East Coast, West Coast beef.
So, right, this weekend we have conference tournaments for college, okay, which will be fun, right? Because last year, the pandemic hit as the conference tournaments were going on, and they all got canceled, and then March Madness. Man, hell, the whole world got canceled.
It's so weird that we are hitting the one-year mark.
Yeah, have you seen the sign at the Paramount?
No.
It is very sad. I think it's tomorrow. It just says, like, March 11th. Last year to this year, like 1 year, like closed for a year or something. It's just like, oh, that is eerie.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, they said, with 2 weeks, we'll flatten the curve.
So
not bitter.
Right. So you have conference tournaments coming up this weekend, which means you'll have hoops all weekend long. I mean, hell, I'm going to get up tomorrow at 8:30 and watch Maryland versus Michigan State. And Maryland, can we please not choke? Seemed like they were a lock for the tournament. Now they're limping in with a terrible loss on Sunday.
And all the games are happening in Indiana, right?
The NCAA tournament, all the games will be there.
Oh, okay, not just every game.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. Well, right, for the tour. But this, man, I went through this yesterday during TV Time with Miles. Like, we got to get through the conference tournaments first, boys. That's how it works.
I'm already filling out my bracket. I don't even know who's playing. I'm just filling out things. Team 1's going to win that one. Right. Team 7's winning this one.
Like, take a breath, Steve. We don't even know who's in this. Like, Sunday will be the selection show.
Fine.
But seriously, fill out your brackets. I know we got one going here at the station, too, because I'm filling out a bracket. You can compete against me.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe I'll get involved in this. Is it what, KSW.com?
KSW.com, might be radio.com. I have to read the commercial again.
Oh, that's fine. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Basically, you go to KSW.com, it's going to be radio.com either
nice
way.
Yeah, it is. They own us.
So that's fun. Tottenham Arsenal Saturday morning. Jesus, come on, Arsenal. Beat Tottenham.
Whenever I meet someone that is a big soccer fan, they're like, oh, I love Manchester. I love this. I always go Arsenal. And it always gets like a weird look. But I'm like, that's my team. I only support them because it's Ted's team.
Right. Well,
they have the cool jerseys that look like they have blood on them.
Oh, those kits are nasty in a good way. Yeah, those are pretty cool.
It looks like it was like they just murdered someone from the other team and they just left it on there. Pretty badass. I'm sure you could search on Google if you want to see them. Just look up Arsenal like new kits or something.
I think it's the third kit.
Okay, now.
Yeah, Jesus, that's like the weekend. Somebody like who's not up to date, I guess, on the weekend was like, look at this photo. Like, did he get in a fight? I'm like, that's a look he's doing for his music. No, he didn't get in a fight.
I know it's not technically sports, but it's sports entertainment. Did you happen to see the major mess up on All Elite Wrestling's pay-per-view?
I did not.
Oh, it was all over social media. So
was
I was
this
running.
Shaq?
Shaq was on the actual show last Wednesday, and he actually did a pretty good job. I thought it was a pretty fun performance from Shaq. Got in the ring and mixed it up.
All right, hear me out. The only thing I noticed about the clip I saw was I felt like the cameraman should have panned away before Shaq tapped him like, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's like they call it in wrestling the Iggy, and it's like when you like kind of give someone a little squeeze to let them know that you're okay. Like, whenever I'm in a match, like I've been in somewhere, like, you do something really stupid or it could potentially hurt you. And if you're leaning next to the guy you went down with, you give him a little a little, just to let them know I'm good. And then you got to, you feel them back. You're fine, you know? A little inside baseball stuff.
I don't know a ton about wrestling, but I saw him clearly tap. And then he's like, they're loading him in an ambulance. I was like, come on. Either he did it too quick or the cameraman should have cut away.
And they load him in the ambulance. And as they're closing the door, he realizes his legs are too long. So he politely lifts his legs up so they can close it. It's like, oh, killing the business, brother. Not really. Well, they had the big pay-per-view and the big match was going to be a match between Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley. He used to be Dean Ambrose in the WWE, and it was an exploding barbed wire death match.
All right.
To which my wife goes, well, how do you know who wins? I'm like, when one dies. And she's like, no. I'm like, of course not.
that's the idea, honey.
Right. So it's just like this extreme match. They wrap the ropes with barbed wire. It's a nod to an old match in Japan that happened many years ago that gets talked about amongst wrestling nerds like myself.
All right.
So they do it all, and when you hit the ropes, there'll be an explosion. They have fireworks set up, so it's like it's kind of cheesy, but the fun part was whenever they hit the ropes, the explosion would go off, and then the 1,000+ people that were able to go, you know, with say social distancing, they freak out, and it makes it kind of fun. So all this is going on, they're all bleeding because it's real barbed wire and crazy stuff's going on. It's legit a good match. Match ends, Omega wins, they start beating up on Jon Moxley some more after the match, and then they leave. But the premise was, and this match can only go 30 minutes. At 30 minutes, the ring will explode.
All right.
So there's going to be a big explosion. So they handcuff him in the ring and they beat him up so he'll still be stuck in there at the 30-minute mark.
When it explodes.
Eddie Kingston, who's like an old rival of Jon Moxley, he comes out, but they're like, they respect each other. You know, they fight, they respect each other. They're brothers from back in the day. You know, brothers sometimes don't get along. So he comes out and he's trying to save Jon Moxley before he explodes and kills him. And he's trying to pull him away and he realizes he can't. So he does what any good friend would do. And you see it in all these war movies. He jumps on top of the guy to protect him from the explosion, right?
All right.
I'm like, this is some great storytelling. Like, and what they're doing is probably setting up a program between Omega and Eddie Kingston. Like, I'm like, this is really well done. Clock's going down, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then the explosions are supposed to happen, and it's just like sparklers go off, and like a couple duds, and then a couple smoke bombs that are like at least 15 to 20 feet away from the ring that aren't going to cause any damage. But it's embarrassing, but you would think, okay, the announcers and Eddie, they're all acknowledged that this was a massive dud. And they won't act like as if like it was a major explosion. Well, the announcers are talking like as if like this just murdered the guys. Eddie Kingston, because he didn't see it, he's covering him, and neither did John. They don't see the explosion around them. They just hear it. So they're acting like they're dead. Even though, like, this did not hurt them at all. It's embarrassing.
I gotta look this up.
It's so funny. The crowd starts booing. And it's,
oh.
Because it's like, this is the big payoff, and nothing worked. Dude, it's out there on the internet. Look it up on Twitter. The explosion is just, I felt so bad. It didn't, for me, it's like, it's still a great match. I had a lot of fun, but like even like Bully Ray, who's a wrestler, he put up there, he's like, you only remember the finish. And I'm like, sadly, it's good or bad. You could have a crappy match or a band has a crappy set, but if the last song is a banger and you really did a great job and you finish on a high note, that's what people remember.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that.
Oh, it was just...
As you're describing it, like... Yeah, I feel like pyro always goes off when it should. Sometimes it goes off early.
If anything could go wrong, it all went wrong. And then they're pretending like they're hurt, so he's just like, they're all hunched over each other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to be so mad when you see this footage that you realize that you're selling...
I was going to sell it, right? And they don't know.
They don't know until, like, eventually, like, Jon Moxley said something like, this is what you get when Kenny Omega designs the exploding death match. So he took a shot at his opponent, who, like, the story was that he built the ring. So that was a good idea, but the problem is, your boy who was protecting you looks like he was dead for the entire post-match stuff. It was funny, though. I mean, I'm not going to get, like... some people are like, I want my refund, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, get over it. It's supposed to be entertainment.
Is AEW, do you have to have a network with that one, or can you just order the pay-per-views?
No, you ordered them. So I dropped $50 on Bleacher Report to watch it.
All right. Well, that's one thing that gets me about, like UFC now. Like, if I could buy them, like, I would still spend $50-$60 to just watch one. But for whatever reason, I'm like, I'm not getting ESPN Plus.
I know. Well, now I'm starting to think about it with the NHL, although I think most of the games are going to be on like Disney and all that. Not most, but some of the games are going to be on like those streaming services. But I'm with you, man. Like, I don't need another streaming service.
What's the NHL's?
NHL just signed a deal with ESPN apparently for 7 years.
Oh.
But it's very confusing, like, because I think they're still doing some stuff with NBC, but eventually I think it's all going to be ESPN and also on Disney and Hulu.
That's right, because NBC Sports is going away.
NBC Sports, so they're going to be moving the NHL to, I believe, the USA Network for the time being.
All right.
But I think eventually it's going to be now with ESPN.
Yeah, same thing with soccer. Like, almost everything's on, like, in the next couple of years going to be on Peacock, or it's going to be on big NBC. But they only put, like 3 games a weekend on big NBC.
So I saw that with Peacock, because the WWE Network's moving to Peacock.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they bought it for, like $1 billion or something ridiculous, or $500 million.
Oh, well, I guess I'll get WWE now, as I have Peacock.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Yep, starting April 4th, I believe.
Huh. All right.
Just in time for WrestleMania, bro. All right, I got to go to my meeting.
Yeah, man.
It's been a lot of fun. We'll be back next week.
Yes. I don't know why I don't sound confident.
Because it's the MegaCast. We never know.
We never know.
Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.
See ya.